Trump wins Arizona, completing sweep of 7 battleground states. Former President Donald Trump has won Arizona, completing a sweep of all 7 battleground in the 2024 election. The Associated Press called the race at 9:21 p.m. Eastern Time on November 9th. With this win, Trump's total electoral college count moves to 312 to Vice President Kamala Harris's 226. Trump was projected to win the election on the morning of November 6th. Harris conceded the race later the same day. Trump's Arizona victory follows President Joe Biden's upset win here in 2020, a 0.3% squeaker that marked the only time since Bill Clinton's 1996 win that the Grand Canyon state had voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1952. In 2016, Trump won Arizona by 3.5 percentage points. Polls presaged the former president's Arizona win. The 538 poll aggregate had Trump leading by 2.2 percentage points on November 4th. Maricopa County, where 62% of the state's 7.4 million residents and more than half its 4.367 million voters live, proved pivotal. Trump won the Phoenix area vote CC to CC percent, according to the Maricopa County Elections Department. Trump fared better in the key county than in 2016 when he won it with less than 48% and in 2020 when he lost it with 47.65%, becoming the first GOP presidential candidate to lose Maricopa County in 72 years. As in Nevada, winning the Latino vote drives Arizona campaigns, especially in Maricopa County where one-third of voters are Hispanic, compared to less than 19% nationally. While many media declared Trump the winner of Arizona's 11 electoral college votes in the preceding days, the AP withheld doing so until all mail-in ballots had been counted. Reported results not changed much for more than a day by late afternoon November 8th. On November 7th, the Arizona Secretary of State's office added tens of thousands of votes to the tally, but said there were hundreds of thousands of ballots left to count, including nearly 500,000 in Maricopa County. Therefore, the presidential race and the U.S. Senate contest between Representative Ruben Gallego and Carrie Lake remained too close to call by late afternoon November 8th. At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on November 8th, those numbers, largely frozen for more than a day, had Trump with 1.408 million votes, 52.5% of the total tally, to Harris's 1.247 million votes, or 46.5%. Despite the president-elect's 161,000 vote lead, a significant 6 percentage point advantage, since most Arizona voters cast ballots by mail, and counting typically takes days. The AP withheld the call until it was mathematically impossible for Harris to overcome Trump's lead. The Associated Press contributed to this report.